So I'm here with Alan Moore tonight, and tonight you're part of the Boo Festival, and you don't do many public events. How come you're here in the Central Library tonight?
Well, I don't like to pass up an opportunity to do an event at the Central Library, and the Boo Festival, it's something that, it's a subject that I've always been fairly outspoken about. And I figure that although times have improved for that community, I think that they could probably still use all the help and assistance that they can get, you know. So yeah. I'm going to be coming along, and tonight I'm going to be reading from my big History of Gay Culture poem, Mirror of Love.
Yeah.
Then we'll be doing a bit of talking, and I shall probably drone on endlessly, and before we get to the questions and answers session at the end. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good night.
Yeah, and next week you're doing your first comic convention in 25 years.
Yeah,
well, are you a bit hard up at the minute, Alan?
Well, yeah, I've got too much spare time on my hands. That's the problem. It's a bit like in Withnail and I, where they were saying about how they'd gone on holiday by accident. Yeah, I'm kind of going to a comic convention by accident, but it's for a great cause. I mean, Jeff Chanel is organising the event.
Yeah.
He's making it largely on behalf of the libraries, which is how it was first presented to me as an event for the libraries, and I just said yes straight away because I am very, very ardent in my support of the libraries. But it is a comic convention, although I really won't be there in my capacity as a comic creator. I shall be talking about various things. I'll be talking about how to write in general, how to write comics specifically, because I have a great love of the medium, even though my love of the industry is just bitter ashes at the moment. But so I shall be talking about all of that, and then I will be, after about an hour, throwing it open to a questions and answer session where people can ask me anything that they want. And then after that I shall be being whisked away in a big limousine, probably.
Straight back to Hollywood.
Yeah, straight back to Hollywood.
So you just said that you're really supportive of libraries. Why are libraries so important to you? There's a big, I know we were talking earlier about the value of art and how the Borough Council are looking at selling an Egyptian artefact.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see libraries in the modern world? Do you think one day we'll be selling the John Clare collection?
Over my dead body, but there again, that is always a possibility, isn't it? I'm not getting any younger. No, of course, libraries are tremendously important and at the moment are endangered. I can remember that when I was growing up, there were a dearth of books around the house. My father had got a few books from his childhood, which I believe he'd been given at Christmas as part of a charity kind of thing, where books were handed out to people of the boroughs, the neighbourhood that I grew up in. And while these were very stimulating, there were only two or three of them, and I could read by the time I was five, probably by the time I was four, at least the beginnings of reading. And I joined the library when I was five and found that there were all of these books and that you could read any of them for nothing. It was fantastic. I was a regular library visitor for the remainder of my childhood and youth until my own book collection began to sort of rival the size of the libraries. I mean, they're incredibly important. I mean, that was the only way that I could get the information that I needed to have a rich life.
Brilliant, thanks.